This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, Sunshine. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory. And we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast. The podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We've started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and fabulous vocabulary for your high IELTS score, Penn 9 score. So, Rory, I've got another joke for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for a joke?
No, I'm never ready for any of these jokes. But go on, tell me anyway.
What has a nose and can fly, but it can't smell?
I don't know. I have no idea.
An airplane! Yee!
Oh, God.
It's supposed to be funny. Come on. Come on. Ha, ha, ha. An airplane has a nose and it flies.
Shall we talk about flying?
Yeah, let's talk about flying, shall we? So, Rory, let's talk about flying. Do you enjoy flying?
No, actually. I was thinking about this the other day, and I think I like the excitement leading up to the experience rather than the flying itself. It's always very cramped and noisy on a plane, so I'm not a huge fan.
Are there many airlines in your country?
Well, I'm no expert, though if I were to guess, then probably not. It's not like it's a major transport hub. We have two international airports, but that's nothing compared to a place like England or America.
Have you ever flown anywhere?
You could say that, yes. I've traveled all over the world from the usual travel destinations like New York to, well, relative backwaters like Kurdistan and Timor. I think I prefer the places over the flying, though.
Where would you like to fly next time?
I'd actually quite like to go gliding over the mountains again. I've done it once before, and I really liked the part where the pilot let me fly the glider. If you mean somewhere more distant, though, then I quite like the idea of going to Croatia, though that's because of the people and the culture, not the thought of flying there.
Are you scared of flying?
Only if I'm the one doing the piloting. There's so much responsibility and, well, so much that could go wrong. But generally, I'm fine with it. I just wouldn't do it all the time if I could help it.
Will you fly more in the future?
It's a good question, and honestly, I'm not sure. I hope so, though. There are still a few places I've yet to see.
Thank you, Roy, for your answers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Dear listener, we have our super-duper premium episodes for you, where Rory and I are discussing speaking part 2 and 3. So this week, Rory is gonna describe a toy he got in his childhood. Yes, I know, it's one of the freshest speaking part 2 topics, and in speaking part 3, we are discussing toys in general. In the description of this episode, you can find a link that will take you to a list of all platforms where you can find our premium episodes. All right? Do check them out. I wish I could fly. Rory, do you sometimes wish you had the wings like a bird, you know, like woohoo, woohoo, like this woohoo?
I did wonder about that. I wondered if I'd prefer to have the superpower of being able to swim underwater for without breathing or if flying.
Mm-hmm. So what would it be? Swimming underwater or flying?
I don't know. I still can't decide because they're both so cool, but for different reasons.
Would you rather have wings or the third eye? Or a tail?
I think I'd rather have wings. What are you going to do with a third eye?
I don't know, just scare people away.
Not sure how that works.
Oh yeah, check it out, I have the third eye. Anyway, dear listeners, sorry about that. We've gone on a huge tangent, so back to flying. Right, so do you enjoy flying? An obvious question. And Rory said that, I think I like the excitement leading up to the experience. So I like the excitement leading up to the experience of flying. So what is this excitement about?
No, excitement is feeling excited about something. But probably leading up to means like what happens before the experience rather than actually the experience itself.
So you enjoy all this fuss about getting to the airport, about being in the airport, having a drink at a pub at a ridiculous price. Yeah, or being late.
Yeah, pretty much. I like the preparation. I don't like the doing.
And then you said that it's always very cramped. So cramped is a very nice word to use. So what is cramped? And what do we mean by saying that something is cramped?
Just that you don't have enough space.
And if, for example, you are on a plane already, so there's just not enough space, so it's like cramped, it's crowded, it's full of people. So, yeah, it's cramped and noisy on a plane. And then you can say, like, I'm not a huge fan. I'm just not a huge fan of flying. I'm not into flying, yeah? And flying, we mean, like, flying on a plane, right? So we mean, like, going somewhere by plane. Then airline companies in your country and our favorite strategy. So what is our favorite strategy here about any question?
Oh, well, I'm no expert, but if I were to guess, and then the answer.
And then you can say something about like international airports and we have different airlines and you can say that, okay, my city is not a major transport hub. So hub is a nice word, hub, H-U-B. For example, like London is an international hub because planes from all over the world go to London and from London they go somewhere else. So it's a hub. And then we have a ridiculous question. Have you ever flown anywhere? Huh? Well, but maybe there are some people who have never flown anywhere, even in their own country. What do you think, Rory? Are there many people like that?
I don't know. It's a good question. I wonder what percentage of the population has been on a plane.
But do you have any friends who have never been on a plane?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I do. Yeah. Because if you don't go abroad, you can just, you usually fly in your own country. I don't know. So dear listener, have you ever flown anywhere? Yeah, so if you have flown somewhere, you can say, oh yeah, I've traveled all over the world, you know, and I've flown to such destinations as New York, as Africa, Madagascar, India. Yeah, hello Indian listeners. So yeah, and Rory said that I preferred the places over the flying. You see, so he prefers the places, the destinations, over the flying. So he enjoys the places, but not the flying so much. Or you can say, for example, I used to fly more often, but now because of the restrictions, I don't. Or I used to fly like somewhere once a year or twice a year. And then Rory talked about gliding. So what is gliding? It's like paragliding, yeah? So when you have this huge parachute.
It's when you're in a plane that doesn't have an engine, it just glides.
And the question was like, where would you like to fly? And Rory goes, okay, I want to go paragliding, so that's flying, pretty much.
No, it's not paragliding. Paragliding is when you have a frame, but gliding is when you have a plane around you. So it's like you're inside it, whereas paragliding is when you're outside.
Oh, Rory, you are so extreme. You're a daredevil. Look at you. He jumped with a parachute. He wants to go gliding over the mountains. Again.
Again?
Yeah. Again. You said that the pilots let me fly the glider. So Rory was piloting the glider. And Rory wants to fly to Croatia. Yeah?
Yes. But not like because it's flying, just because it's Croatia and I like Croatia.
Why do you
Hello,
like Croatia?
Hello, people from Croatia.
That's a strange choice.
Just because, it's a popular holiday destination and I've never been before and I quite like Eastern European countries, so why not?
Oh, you've never been to Croatia?
No. Have you?
Yes, Dubrovnik is very nice.
Ah, fantastic. How was that?
Oh, that's amazing. Wild times. Wild. Wild partying. Yeah. Cool. Okay, and you can be afraid of flying. So you say, I'm scared of flying, or I have a fear of flying. So if you're afraid of flying, basically, you can say, I get a bit nervous on the plane, or I need a drink before I go on a plane, or while I'm on a plane. And then about the future. So you can say that I hope that I'll fly more in the future. So there are a few places I have yet to see. So what, could you comment on this structure? I have yet to see.
It's just, it's like changing the word order to draw emphasis to the yet part. You could also say there are still a few places I haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I have yet to see carries the same meaning. It just emphasizes the yet part.
Yeah. For a high score, dear listener, for a high score. So you might enjoy flying and you can talk about air travel, right? Airplanes and wings. You can say, I wish I had wings. I wish I could travel by plane more often, or I wish I could fly more often. There we go. Also, you can talk about like piloting a glider or going gliding or paragliding. This is also kind of like flying. And you can say something like, okay, so the sky has always been my passion and I enjoy flying and all these experiences. Or I don't. You can say, okay, it's not my thing. I'm not into flying. And you can talk about air crashes and horrible flights and how you feel nervous on a plane. And you usually drink whiskey on a plane and or something else. So stuff like that.
However, now it's time for us to fly off and leave you with this vocabulary and grammar for a high score.
Ben 9 score. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
They used to say, go west. What they meant was go forward. Find your own way. Make something out of nothing. It can be tempting to take it easy, but discovery doesn't wait. So this summer, see what it means to make the most of dawn, dusk, and every minute in between. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Do you enjoy flying?
No, actually. I was thinking about this the other day, and I think I like the excitement leading up to the experience rather than the flying itself. It's always very cramped and noisy on a plane, so I'm not a huge fan.
Are there many airlines in your country?
Well, I'm no expert, though if I were to guess, then probably not. It's not like it's a major transport hub. We have two international airports, but that's nothing compared to a place like England or America.
Have you ever flown anywhere?
You could say that, yes. I've travelled all over the world from the usual travel destinations like New York to, well, relative backwaters like Kurdistan and Timor. I think I prefer the places over the flying, though.
Where would you like to fly next time?
I'd actually quite like to go gliding over the mountains again. I've done it once before, and I really liked the part where the pilot let me fly the glider. If you mean somewhere more distant, though, then I quite like the idea of going to Croatia, though that's because of the people and the culture, not the thought of flying there.
Are you scared of flying?
Only if I'm the one doing the piloting. There's so much responsibility and, well, so much that could go wrong. But generally, I'm fine with it. I just wouldn't do it all the time if I could help it.
Will you fly more in the future?
It's a good question, and honestly, I'm not sure. I hope so, though. There are still a few places I've yet to see.